Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
That's where I was super salty because I was just like, what do you mean you don't want to work together? We live? We live.
We're not live.
Technically, we're live. And right now, this is for us, it's live.
For Gabe, it's very live.
It's
for
live.
For everyone that's listening, it's not live.
Recorded on Monday.
Monday.
But you don't have to spoil the movie Magic.
You're right. You guys, know? Welcome to a live episode
So what would you say instead? We're recording?
Hey, man, welcome. I don't know if we have to, like, distinguish.
It sounds like you're opening a door for, like, a salesman or something. Welcome.
Welcome. Dude, I hate... You know how people love the Walmart people that are like the greeters?
They still do that?
I think so.
Fuck, man. I just don't even give them the time of day.
I don't even look at them. They're not people to me.
They're also 94 years old.
Of course. Yo, you go to the airport and there's those like 3D things that sort of like tell you directions?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think the Walmart greeters are to me. That's how I look at them. I'm like, those are computers.
But aren't they there so you don't steal? Or why are they there?
I don't know. To make you feel good?
Because I don't need
you
look anybody at them, to talk to me when I'm at Walmart.
Right, but what I'm saying is I think it makes you feel good. You look at them, you go, all right, at least I'm not that.
I think that's what it is. You know? It's like, I might not have any coupons with me, but at least I'm not 94 and just bleeding out bread pudding, you know?
Yeah, and had to get this job because my son is addicted to meth and I have to recoup all the money that he stole from me.
Do you think they do that job for money, or do you think it's just like, I'm bored?
Maybe to assess the people that they want to murder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think.
I don't know, bro.
Maybe they're retired. What would you do if you were retired? Like you.
My dad just retired and all he does is just tag me in Facebook posts. That's the most retired thing. I was like, bro, Dad, you're on social media more than I am.
Can you imagine putting that on your W-2? I tag my son in Facebook posts.
Bro, he doesn't miss a beat. Facebook memory pops up. Trev, remember this last year? Yeah, Dad, it was last year.
I don't remember things from last year.
I don't either.
I need your dad to tag me.
I need the Facebook memories.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He's like, remember your mother? And I was like, what?
Dude, when Facebook reminds me of like my sister's birthday, I'm like, oh, thank God.
You're like, whew, all right. Which sister's? Okay, cool. We got the same last name.
Yeah, I only have one, but I can't.
That's
dude,
the sister.
Yeah, I can't remember anything, man.
I don't know. I woke up to,
give it to me.
So, okay, we're recording this on Monday, and I already know it's going to be a weird week, because I woke up to a guy getting my White Claw quote, "The ain't no laws when you're drinking claws," on his bicep.
What?
And for all the people watching on YouTube, which you all should be.
You all should be. But can you show it to me, please?
It's the wave.
Dude.
He's just a walking billboard of a guy who makes poor life decisions.
Oh my Lord. Dude, he's even got the little birdies.
He got everything.
This is detailed.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that would have been dope if you just didn't get the words and just got, like, waves with birds. Because then you could just lie in, like, 2 years when you realize how douchey it is. You could be like, you know, my grandpa used to canoe every morning and I loved him. So I got waves and birds because birds fly and life flies, you know.
And freedom is about birds.
Yeah.
Right.
Migrating, you know.
East and west.
Yeah.
It's like my soul.
Sometimes yeah, but you can play that shit off. But when it says White Claws, no laws, it's like, it's a DUI tat right there.
Dude, you know what's so funny? He got this tattoo. He's like, this is so dope. And this Instagram post has 4 likes.
Oh, that's... But for him, 4? That might either be a new record or at least tied it. He tied it, you know? And I love how he's flexing in this, right?
Oh, he's definitely,
this
like, literally
like,
flexing.
This isn't like his arm is just laying on the bench. Like,
right.
Yeah, go grab a pick. He's like, fucking got it, baby!
Dude, if you pan over to his face, he's just like, ah!
Oh, my God. But, like, dude, if you're a cop and you pull this guy over, you don't even need to ask for ID. You're just like, oh, that's, let me see that bicep. Is that what I think it is? Okay, cool. You're going to need to step with me.
Yeah, it's like you just, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
You just breathalyzed that tattoo. That's it. That tattoo is blown at 0.08 right off the bat.
Yeah, that's the tattoo.
That might be the worst. I've had a few people get tattoos from my videos, but that one is just like, there's no meaning behind it. Like all the other ones, like some guy did like the twisted thing. I was okay. You can, you can play that off. But like, you're literally just like, I'm an alcoholic.
And you're like, I'm going to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Like after I'm going
to
get it.
It's dude. On the bicep. Anybody with a bicep tattoo, they're likely to fight.
Does that guy know that he's going to be 90? Does he know that? He doesn't know that, I guess. Because that.
You going to make it that long?
Him? Oh, mm-hmm. You're right. You're totally right. If someone's going to get that tattoo.
I feel like his Instagram bio is live fast, die young. But right. like, you know.
Claw young or some dumb shit.
I don't know, man. That's just. Hopefully White Claw amputates his arm for, you know, trademark parody.
Yo, okay. Okay. All right. Perfect segue. What happened, dude?
Oh, man.
I saw you. Let me just tell you my perspective really quickly because everyone wants to just hear yours. I'm just going to get mine in really quickly.
Yeah, no, go for
it. I saw your Instagram story and I was like, oh, no. You look like you just lost your entire family in a boating accident. Like, it was like,
oh, it was
you
up
were,
there with that.
I was like, I almost. I called you. I was like, "Yo, come cry with me. What happened?" So please enlighten everyone. What happened, dude?
I went through a range of emotions. Like I saw, like I feel like I was a one hit wonder within 24 hours. Like I was literally Lil Nas X. I had that. Yeah. I had that fucking Old Town Road money for a night.
You wore an invisible cowboy hat, like,
bro.
You,
I told you this. I googled used M3s, like. Like when people ask me how much money I made from t-shirts, I was like, let's say I spent $45 on an Uber Eats meal right. That night. Monday night, I saw how many sales I had, which was like 7,000. I was like, balling out. We get an Uber Eats. I ordered an Uber Eats and my meal. I got like a ginger passion fruit green tea. I don't even like green tea.
Dude, they before you order that, there's a little box that says, do you got money like this? And then you got to check it.
Yes.
A ginger. $45 on Uber Eats is, dude, that what?
What franchise did I buy? You know, like, I tipped the guy before he even showed up through the app. I was feeling generous. I was like,
wow.
Man, you could fuck up my order. Here's a solid 33%. Bow.
Did you really give him 33%?
33, yeah.
Holy
shit. Because it was like you rounded up, so it made it a clean 45.
And you didn't care.
I had money.
Dude, 7,000 t-shirts?
If y'all want to do math, I was making about $13 a shirt. $7,000.
My God.
I didn't even need to be Googling used M3s. I could have been just looking up straight up brand new M3s.
Dude, that's what's so funny about used. You and who you
that's
are
how you know
as
I'm
a
Jewish.
Human being.
I was like, yeah, let me get that M3. but used.
That's the most Jewish thing ever.
I am.
Because you had enough racks to be like, listen, man, I'll just lease a new one. It'll be like $600 a month, but like, I'm cool. I just sold 7,000 t-shirts.
Yeah.
But you said, nope, I need to get a 2017.
Uh-huh. But that's why I don't deserve money like that. I'm glad I didn't make that money on the shirts because, if I pulled up today with a used M3, you'd be like, God. Here he goes again. I'd walk in with some shitty designer, like leather zip up t-shirt that didn't zip up all the way.
Yeah.
I don't have a body for that kind of clothes. You know, like I have very, you know, two figure income clothes body.
Yeah. You need to but here's the thing though. Like, let's flip it though. Maybe you do deserve money though.
Oh, I deserve a fuck ton of money. I put White Claw on the fucking map.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying like, cause you're like I'm be responsible. I'm gonna get a used one.
Right.
So maybe you right. are gonna be a competent rich person.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I just caught a reflection of myself on the laptop when I was googling it, and I was like, "You should go to bed, Trevor." So, anyways, I go to bed.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to bed rich. I wake up the next morning to an email from their legal team saying. Cease and desist. And then in my brain, I'm like, oh, I'm smarter than the law. I was like, nah, it's parody law. And that's what everybody got confused with this. Everybody thought that I should withhold this in court because it was parody law.
Right.
But they sent me straight up like clauses from like the alcohol administration or whatever the fuck. Like, here's where you're wrong. And I was like, oh, these motherfuckers. So they said that the shirt promotes reckless drinking. And that's like the like every look at every beer can ever on the side. It says like, please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
That quote, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, is literally fucking that other quote in the ass and being like, we don't give a shit, right? It's literally saying like, fuck all that. Do whatever you want. But I didn't think about it like that.
But why would you? It's not even it, dude, it's such a
I think it's like, you know, when people sue Starbucks because nobody told me my coffee was gonna be hot. Like that type of shit. I think they were scared that they would get sued because somebody would see somebody wearing that shirt and be like, oh, is that a White Claw shirt? Because it had the waves, which right. were altered that I right. thought was parody. And then they fucking get a DUI. And they're like, what do you mean? Dude, there's no laws when I drink these things. Like, it sounds absurd, but people got lawsuits because they were like, my coffee was too hot. And nobody said, maybe hot.
I mean, dude, like, but in what fucking world does someone wear a shirt and then use that as Exhibit A?
The same guy that gets ain't no laws tattered on his fucking biceps.
Oh, my God. Dude, turns out there's tons of laws, though. There's tons of laws when you're drinking claws.
Fuck ton of laws. Well, alcohol itself, like, the sponsorship side of it is very, they're very cautious. Because
yeah, they have a bunch of trepidation. Don't know how to spell that word.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
I'm Googling it. But yeah. they have a team that like spends millions of dollars a year making sure that the right. safety is the number one thing, right? Because I mean that essentially is like all it takes one kid to die, and then some mom's like, well, the t-shirt said, which is crazy. God, because like, dude, in a hypothetical world that would actually happen, it is so absurd that would actually happen. And I mean, there's so many fucked up things with the story, because I deleted the campaign. I refunded everybody, right? So I wasn't fuck White Claw after that. I understood. I was like, I understood where White Claw was coming. Where it was fuck White Claw we were working on a brand deal before that t-shirt. I thought the t-shirt would be like added value. Like, hey, yeah. Like, so we were going to have a call on like Wednesday. I put out the shirts Monday, and I was like, look, how many people fucking love your brand and love me associated with it?
Right.
Tuesday, they call me, and then they're like, with their legal team, they're like, yes, take this down. Full day of back and forth phone calls. And then Wednesday, we had a call that was to talk about the brand deal. And this is where I was like, okay, since I played ball, you know, they're like, hey, take this down. We still want to work with you. I was like, cool. If I comply to them, then they'll kind of be like, dope, he's a good kid, he understood, he took the shirts down. Yeah. Let's cut him a good check for a good brand deal. And then on the call Wednesday, all they were talking about was just like, well, we could get you to take that video down, like this and that. Like the whole call was about the t-shirts and the videos. And then my managers were like, we're here to talk about a brand deal. Like, are we doing this or not? And then they were kind of just like, they just brought it up, and they were just like, well, it would be weird if we did a brand deal with you right now. I was like, yeah, no fucking shit. But that's why I complied with you guys,
right,
instead of taking it to court, because like, there's probably an argument there, you know, who knows, but
right. Also, why the fuck are we on this call?
Exactly. Why are we on this call? That's literally what my manager said at one point.
Reprimand me more, you fuck. I took it down.
Right.
So don't call me.
But
you called me under the guise of this might be a brand deal. Now you're reprimanding me like I'm a kid?
Exactly. And that's like literally what they had to bring up at a certain point to be like, hey guys, we're talking about working together, right? So what they said was like, at the current time, like, it would be too weird if you did a brand deal, which I do agree. It would be weird if I did a brand deal. But I mean, like, there was a lot of money on the line, and like, I essentially became the face of this company just by this video.
Yeah.
Like, this video, this company's never done any digital marketing, really, or this any video type. So like, they just associated with me, and like,
You told me that you gave them you told me that you gave them over 20 million views.
20 million views, yeah.
On all your socials collectively.
Yeah.
Dude, do you understand? That's like, I'm going to roughly estimate, that's like 3 Super Bowl commercials. For real.
Oh, yeah.
You just gave them for free. A Super Bowl commercial is like $5 million.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And you gave them like 3 of them for free. Dude, I didn't know what White Claw was before you did
that. Do you know my DMs I got saying that? Like, I didn't know what it was until I saw the video.
Yeah.
Then I went out that weekend and bought it. Like, I introduced so many people to it. To the point where my friend lives in San Francisco, and he's like, everywhere I go, they're sold out. Like, I have to go to a low-key liquor store to find it.
Fuck,
like, it's
you.
Black tar fucking heroin or something. Every other store has every other type of alcohol in the world, but they're like, this is the one that's sold out. So it became like this crazy thing. And that's why I was like, let's work together on this. Like, this is such a good, but they're thriving right now because of that.
Of course.
So where for me, it was like, fuck them, is the fact that they didn't want to work together, continuing it.
It's bullshit, dude, because it's so grimy businessy because they're like, I already got mine.
Exactly.
For free. And so why am I going to pay you for more shit when I'm already going to suck you dry and then I'm going to toss you to the curb.
Right. And it's annoying because like technically nobody asked me to make that video. A lot of people thought that first video was an ad. It was just a video. I was like, "Oh, it's trending in my type of, you know, community or culture and stuff." Yeah, it was trending, so I made that video. And so they didn't ask me to make that video. It wasn't an ad in the first place. So I thought it was an ad. Uh-huh. So they didn't owe me shit to begin with. But it's like you see a good opportunity and you can jump on it. But they just saw their sales jump up and be like, ah, thanks, kid.
Bro.
And then they just moved on.
It's so short-sighted of a company to do that.
Right.
If you are an intelligent company, you say, okay, this kid gave us 20 million views. Essentially, his face is now our brand for a pretty big demo. For the demo that's going to buy this drink, Trevor Wallace is the face of this company. And the reason that people are buying this shit is because of him.
Right.
So, yes, he didn't ask us to make the video. We technically don't owe him anything in terms of like lawfully owe you shit. But it's like just on a moral business ethic way.
Too, you know?
That's what also I'm saying.
Like, it's just like. It's like we're both sitting in the room. Let's put us at the same table. Instead of being like, oh, we see he's over there. We're over here. Like, merge the powers together. Even if they did shoot a commercial. Like, if they shot a commercial for TV to air.
Yeah.
And then I'm on it. Everybody would be, oh, we're going to do those together. Of course. Do that shit. Fuck. You know, they're going to send me pictures drinking that while me on the TV or whatever. Like, so many opportunities. So that's where I was super salty because I was just like, what do you mean you don't want to work together? Like,
yeah, and you didn't even, like, at no point did you bash them. Like, I could see them being like, all right, well, he posted on Instagram, he said fuck White Claw, so now it's a bad look, and blah, blah, blah. You didn't do any of that.
No.
You handled it very professionally, and they still are stupid enough not to want to move forward with the, like, you are or were literally the face of the company.
Yeah.
Through you. That's what's so impressive. It wasn't, they didn't
not
like,
even through them. Like they like grew me up.
That's what
through
I'm
their
saying.
Socials. Like this is going to be the guy.
Right. They
know?
Didn't concoct anything. It was like, you just put a video together.
Yeah.
Funny enough. And your fan base is loyal enough to be like, oh, this shit is funny. I'm going to go buy White Claw. And they don't capitalize on it. That's fucking stupid. That's like Coca-Cola not paying polar bears.
Yeah. Being like, hey, you were in that shit earlier, but we cool. They're like, we need a little bit of money to stop global warming. Fuck all that, man. We got Coke Zero now, baby. We don't give a shit about you.
We give zero fucks because they only have Coke Zero.
Yeah, and I do. Everybody that bought a shirt, that was like crazy. Like, I really appreciate that. And I mean, my biggest thing with all the refunds is I didn't want it to like, I just didn't want it to affect, me and be like, oh, Trevor's, you know, like sleazy for having all these shirts and not selling them, but selling them. Like, I just, you know, I don't want to hurt my rep, you know, because like, I'm just more appreciative to the fact that many people would buy it. But like, I got the support was crazy. The like fan that, like, I got so much support on Instagram. You would have thought somebody in my like family, like got hit by like a fucking train or something. Like it was very, everybody was like, you know, hey, these things happen, this and that, like, you're making big moves. Keep it going. You're just like very supportive stuff. But my favorite DM.
Give it to me.
My favorite DM from a company I never thought I would fuck with. Trulies reached out to me.
Ooh.
AKA their biggest competitor, who I brought up in the video. I made like a side joke about him.
Yeah, I remember.
For no reason. I was just like, I'll throw them under the bus real quick.
It was
just like, you drink Trulies, must have an Android. Fucking got him, dude.
Boom. Suck it.
Yeah, Gabe smiling. Gabe liked that one. Gabe
cluttering.
Has an Android. Do you like Trulies? Yeah.
He loves
See?
It.
See? So I wasn't even talking shit. I was just pointing out facts.
Gabe's
but
cluttering up our group chat with the fucking
green goddamn bubbles.
Every time you text me that green shit, Gabe, I get furious.
I have to open his text messages in the private just so nobody's like, is he texting somebody with a fucking green bubble?
Dude, I throw my phone out the window before.
Oh, bro, I am colorblind just so I can see blue bubbles when I text the producer, you know? I just have to put on like these certain shades. But so... Trulies reached out and they're like, hey, we saw what happened.
That's so dope, dude.
We saw what happened. Can we send you something, right?
Yeah.
So they send me, no bullshit, 24 packs, which I don't know math. I could do it right now. I'll do it right now. It's a fuck ton.
It's a lot. I'd actually like to know. It's just on this podcast, we never use Google or calculators. So it's just always funny that we're like, no, hippopotamus are like, they're definitely 20,000.
They can fly, dude, for sure.
For sure they drink too much.
So 24 packs is 576 cans of variety of Trulies.
Oh, so that's one weekend for you.
Oh, I am borderline an alcoholic. Of course, I would say by Halloween. Yeah. So they sent me that, and then they're like, I have a call with them this week to see if there's something we could do. But like, that's a dope company being like, they didn't expect to get in on this whole thing.
No.
They probably got tagged in the video being like, you see this, you got your shit on. Like, fucking whatever. Yeah. And then they saw what happened, and they're like, yo, we could capitalize aggressively on this.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's smart fucking go.
Because they're smart. They're not only going to capitalize on the momentum of you making a White Claw video. Now they're going to capitalize on you hopefully doing like a twist reverse, you know, Benedict
Spin
Arnold
it,
type
right?
of shit.
And I mean, like, I'm not saying I have the most power in the world, but if I were to like, if the White Claw, quote unquote White Claw guy is now drinking Trulies.
Right.
The internet has enough influence where some dumbass 21-year-old who has no laws tattered on his bicep is going to be like, oh, right, fucking get Trulies on my right one now, you know?
Bro, dude, you know what would be so funny is if he just crossed out no on the top.
He just said laws.
And it just said laws with claws.
I'm going to send him $30 for that and see if we can do that so we can get it. That's the thumbnail. It just says laws. But yeah, man. So they reached out and I was like, that's a company who know, they get it. They understand what's going on.
Bro.
And,
yes.
And I immediately fuck with them. White Claws asked for my address to send me shit. They never send me anything. Not a fucking drop of booze.
They didn't send you
nothing.
To this day?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. It was a weird week. And
oh, that's such a weird week.
The highs and the lows. And then, you know, it was just like all these fucking phone calls. And then after they reached out, Trulies reached out, I was like, this is a good opportunity. So I don't know. It was a weird week. I was rich for all of 8 hours, maybe. Felt pretty good.
Yeah, it felt
peaked for sure.
Yeah, your peak is a used M3.
Oh yeah,
that's a sad peak. I'm
jerked
not
off
gonna...
of like eucalyptus scented lotion. Like it was a high. It was. I thought about going to Equinox. You know,
wow,
it was aggressive,
dude. You know, Equinox has towels that are warm and they're wet.
Eucalyptus
and they're dipped
scented
in eucalyptus
yeah.
scent.
There's nothing richer than eucalyptus scented anything.
Right.
I don't even know what is it a flower?
I don't know, dude. A weed, I think. I think eucalyptus is like, oh no, eucalyptus, the koalas eat that shit.
Really?
Yeah, koalas eat eucalyptus, dude. Oh, also, and they eat it, and that's why they're always so high, because there's some type of like THC, or there's some type of like chemical in
that's like the
koala
catnip
that
for
makes them?
Them
high. Huh?
That's their catnip?
Yeah. Does catnip make a...
Catnip makes cats fucking trip.
What is... I've never had
I don't
a
know
cat.
What
I don't
it
really
is.
Know what it is.
But usually they put it in toys, and the cats like play with the toy until they're like... Fuck.
Oh, they get high as
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they get like not like lazy high, but they like trip out a little bit. I think it's like the effect of like smelling salts, like you're like to
like,
a cat,
like bath salts.
Yeah. I don't really know.
What if we ate it?
You think I don't know what happened. Maybe if you mix it with eucalyptus.
Bro.
Some eucalyptus scented catnip.
Oh my god.
Now that's something I could invest in.
Truly.
I'm like, hello, Shark Tank. You've heard of catnip. You've heard of eucalyptus. What if you bind the two? The guy's like, there's LSD, you idiot. I'm like,
all right.
What if?
Well, anyways, 5% on our company for $50 million.
Dude.
What do you think?
Do you ever watch Shark Tank?
I love it.
I love that show.
Dude, you know what my favorite part of Shark Tank is always? Is when they go into their backstory about why they should buy it. They're always like, so one of the sharks like, oh, so Rebecca, it looks like that you don't actually pay yourself with this company. She's like, yeah, because my dad and my entire family got AIDS in 1994.
Yeah.
And they all died in a train wreck.
Uh-huh.
And that's why there's no money. And that's why I can't
and
pay myself.
They're like, your dad is standing right behind you. I know. He's a ghost? That's not really him?
And that's why the company's called Boo.
But I do think that they produce that shit up. All that shit is like, I think it's mad produced to the point where they're like, me and my dad started this company. They're like, okay, but let's say your dad tried to kill you. He didn't. Let's say, Rebecca, your father
tried to throw you out of a second story
with your squatty
window.
Potty. Invest. Yeah, I saw the squatty potty episode, and I was like, they're making racks.
Have you used a squatty potty?
I haven't.
Bro,
My friend has one, and it just makes him look so old. Like, I walk past his bathroom, I was like, 98.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hard the great.
They're great.
Yeah.
Do you know how Jewish I am? I'll explain it to you. I have a magazine rack in my bathroom that I use as a squatty potty. It's this wooden thing I got from like IKEA. It's like maybe 1 foot off the ground. So I just put both of my feet on it so it elevates my legs.
Is that all the squatty potty does? Elevate it?
It just elevates your legs so the poop just slithers out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it slithers out, dude. There's no like, it just goes frink and just boom right in the right.
It drops
in the-
off?
Oof.
Like, you know, have you ever been to one of those banks that you deposit through the checks and it goes, phew? Is it like reverse of that? Like just, phew?
It's not that fast, but there's no friction.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no friction.
Is it easier cleanup?
You ever drink a Slurpee and then you take a little bit with the straw?
Yeah.
And then you lift some of the Slurpee out and then you just drop it.
Did I talk about, I used a bidet for the first time?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't know.
When did you use a bidet?
I used a bidet for the first time in San Francisco about a month ago, which is the only city you're allowed to use a bidet in.
Did you come?
It was weird. I giggled, which was, that's what I didn't like. Here's what I gotta say.
That's what they should call them, the giggle.
I think that's what bidet is in French, is just be like, hey, you might question some shit after this. Like, what? Like, nah, what? And then it was weird because, I don't know, usually, yeah, you're supposed to leave the bathroom feeling clean. I left the bathroom just questioning my sexuality because here's the thing, like, I tried it in like, I was up there staying at a friend's house and the dude just had money. Yeah. It was like you opened the bathroom door and it was light triggered. So you open the bathroom door and that light opens the toilet seat for you.
Oh, so we're talking about used M3 money.
Oh, bro. Might even be like maybe like 45 miles on it. Like that.
Wow.
Used. Yeah. So like he drove it around the block and was like, ain't nobody trying to fuck yet. I'm returning it. Like that type of money. So I don't know. Dude, have you ever used a bidet?
I feel like
you'd know. It's a memory you don't lose. So, also, this motherfucker had a heated toilet seat.
No, I've used one of those before.
Yeah, it was weird. Because I kind of just felt like, I don't know, like, you ever taken a shit in a porta potty and it's hot out?
Yes.
It was like that, but just on your butt.
It's a little weird because here's the thing. I only want the warmness I want only from the poop. I don't need all of it to be warm.
It was weird.
Then I get confused. You ever fuck like in a hot tub?
Nah.
And then no, okay. Well, in a hot tub, he's still a virgin. But in a hot tub, everything's warm. So you put it in. You know how it's like really nice when you put it in a vagina and it's just warm and it feels different than the outside.
It's like a homemade apple pie. Yeah.
Oh man, but in a hot tub, it feels like a giant vagina. The whole thing's a vagina.
Like, I could have just been coming sitting here. Like,
100%,
what am I doing?
I don't know.
It's like, how are you colder than the water?
Yeah, I'm like, Sarah, I don't even need you. I'm just fucking the water. But yeah, so you just, you're fucking in the hot tub, but you don't feel anything. Right. Because it's a giant vulva. Is a vulva a vagina or is it a part of a vagina? Do we know this?
Vulva or Volvo?
A Volvo is a car.
Which, at the right angle,
looks like a
vagina.
Exactly.
You know, add enough little lube, you get in that little crevice between the middle seat and the right passenger seat.
You know, the armrest.
And
you put the armrest a little bit up on a long trip, you can get in there.
I've seen one of those My Stranger. You ever watch that show, My Stranger Addiction?
I haven't, but I heard.
I love that show. There's a guy who's like, he was married to his car and he was kissing the fender.
but
if you're kissing the fender, that's essentially eating ass, right? Like if he was under the car, like here's the muffler and he's getting around it. It was a red car.
No.
I swear to God. Bro, like anybody, yeah, it Gabe, you saw it? Right. This dude
was like a
red Celica almost, Toyota maybe. He's underneath it and he's like kissing the fender and like, bro, that's eating ass in the automotive world.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, how does the car come? It's just a motor oil on his face?
I think so, yeah. I mean, cars leak like in the driveway, so that's just a horny ass car being like, who trying to drive this?
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. Just out there
its moaning is just like when it's idling, you know, a little bit of turn the AC on.
Does he fuck the tailpipe?
Probably. That's the part they didn't show, which was like, I mean, you gonna tease me like that? What is this, softcore porn? Fucking show me getting that action between him and the cup holder, right?
Yeah, get some windshield wiper fluid, lube it up.
Lube it up.
And go to town.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
He's such a loser.
He was, right? Show it. Yeah, he was like in love with his car. But back to the bidet. I don't know how we fucking. Anyways.
I don't know. Man,
the seat was heated and so was the water. And I'm there. I'm bracing myself. I'm taking deep breaths. I'm counting to three. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And then it was on the wall and you clicked the thing. And then it went up and I went, oh, which is a noise I never thought I'd make. The human G spot for males is in the asshole, and I know because I use a bidet.
You didn't know before that?
I knew, but it was, to me, it was a myth. And then I did it, and I was like, that's a fact.
Oh, so it hit, like, the right spot.
It had power. It was like a super soaker.
Dude, it's going to cut to you, My Strange Addiction. You're going to be married to the bidet.
I love this bidet.
You know, it was, I don't know, man, but I really felt like I visited San Francisco after that. You know, beforehand, it's like, oh, you fucking, you see the full house place, yeah. You eat some clam chowder, but I was like, yeah, I had water spread in my asshole. I'm like, man.
That's a normal dude. That's on like TripAdvisor.
That's what I mean. Right. Number three, get your asshole bidet'd. But
the
I
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
And you see Google, and then you get your asshole.
It's a guy in the toilet just thumbs up like clean. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
You're such a liar, dude.
No, because then you still have to clean up after.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. If the bidet needs a blow dryer, like, you know when you go through a car wash when you put your car in park and it goes through the whole thing and it blow dries it at the end to dry it, where's that part? Because you still got to wipe the water off.
Well, he wasn't that rich then.
He was rich.
Well, he wasn't that rich. Because let me tell you something. You think Bill Gates is worrying about having a towel drying off his asshole? He's not. As soon as he's done, there's some like a hair dryer comes, just and then all of a sudden everything's dry, and then he just.
I feel like he air dries with like the air conditioning of a Tesla for some reason. Like he just has a new Tesla,
dude.
Every shit, and he's
he
just
has
like, what?
Six? I think it's around $68 billion.
That's not a number.
It's
to me.
It's not a thing. What is that?
Why would you ever cook if you had that much money?
Do you think maybe. He has pans? Maybe for his chef. His Venezuelan chef. There's no reason to have pans.
Yeah. God, that's so
what
much
would
money.
You sick that it's so much money that it's not a real number.
It's not.
$68 billion.
Yeah.
You can buy the Clippers and the Lakers and AT&T and still have enough money to buy the moon.
And to use them three. And to use them three.
Oh my gosh. Dude, the male G spot. You're not into butt play, are you? Did we ever talk about this?
No, we did.
We probably
I'm not.
You're not into it at all?
Freaks me out. Anything below the balls is, that's like, you know when you're on a hiking trail and it's like, stay on the path.
Right.
The butt is the part where somebody's like, let's go check out what's over there. It's like, no, there's fucking rattlesnakes. It's dangerous.
It's
there's
dark.
Hunters. It's dark.
I see a mountain lion.
There's a cliff. Like, that's more about you. But I don't know, man. Yeah,
I find I'll go by myself, dude.
The butt stuff. Yeah, butt stuff, I think there's so much talk about it that it's almost like, I don't even know. Like,
you ever got an asshole eaten?
No.
I've never got my asshole eaten either. I'm lying.
Oh man, I don't dabble with that world, you know.
I've never eaten an ass. Have you ever eaten an ass?
No.
What? Mm-mm. You love ass and you've never got your asshole eaten? I mean, you never eaten ass? You've never eaten ass?
I think it's too much of a trend now. Cause it, like,
what are you talking
I think
about?
If you said it to a girl like, "Yo, let me eat that ass," she'd be like, "Ha, you're so funny." Did you get that one on Twitter? And you'd be like, "I really sincerely want it to." But yes, I don't know. It's too much of a trend now. I feel like if you try to do it, she'd be like, "Oh, everybody's eating ass now."
Really? But you don't. I mean, listen. I don't think it's like a. I was gonna say I don't think it's an ask thing, but obviously you have to ask. But like, but I think it's like you get it in the doggy, and then you're eating the vulva. Or the Volvo, whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
And then you start slowly moving up. And then if there's not a no involved, then you keep going and she's into it. I'm speaking. I've never done it. I've never done it. And nor, honestly, I really don't have like a big desire to. Unless she was like really into it. If she was like, this is one of my things that I like to do. I would like, so if you could, that would be great. I'd be like, all right, cool. Just everything's clean. Use a bidet and then we're good.
The bidet, yeah. If she got a bidet in her house, I'd consider.
Dude, my dad has told me that he's gotten a fucking asshole eaten. Like that's the type of relationship that my dad and I have.
But I feel like he brought it up when there's complete silence. He just looked at you and was like, "Michael, you're at your asshole eating." You're like, "Dad, let me just finish this crepe, please. It's a Nutella crepe. I don't want to associate the two."
Or he just brings it up too much. I'm like, "Dad, I know, dude.
I get it.
I know.
You have a shirt that says, I got my ass ate in a no 30.
Yeah, no laws when it comes to getting your asshole eaten. Yeah.
Literally none. I feel like eating ass is just, I don't even know. It's a, that's a relationship type thing.
It's an adventure. Oh yeah. Listen, you're on the edge. You're on the edge if you're just willy-nilly eating ass.
Eating ass on a one-night stand.
Right.
I'm concerned for your life habits, you know?
Yeah, you like met a girl at Burger King and then 2 hours later you're like down there in the
Not somebody who takes multivitamins
tundra,
or drinks
no.
enough water in their daily basis.
There like, can't be enough water.
Mm-mm. Eating ass is like, it says a lot about you. Actually, I don't know. Well, it depends when you do it. If you're like 3 years in a relationship, by all means, fucking if it's like gobble
her,
gobble.
Her birthday or something?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, or it's like, you know, I don't know, Valentine's Day or, you know, Mother's Day, whatever, right?
Or like Flag Day.
Father's Day, yeah, you know, or like, you know, maybe you just had work off that Monday or something like that. Yeah. Or, I don't know,
Memorial Day.
Maybe you got a bonus or maybe it was just Tuesday, you know?
Tuesday's a good ass eating day.
Yeah, great day for that.
Oof.
Is it?
I don't know. I've never eaten ass.
Neither of us have.
Man.
Y'all eat ass? I feel like it's a big, I think everybody's kind of, I think they're all talk with it. Because everybody, since it's such a big trend right now, they're like, yeah, I eat ass, she eat ass, we eat ass. I don't think a lot of people eat ass.
I think when push comes to shove,
they're like, yo, fam, I was just fronting on Twitter. I don't.
It's like, it's almost like when dudes think they can fight. They're like, I fucked that dude up. And then when you actually get in a fight, you're like, man, you know what? Let's talk about it in a professional manner.
Right. Like, I feel like some girl's going to be like hooking up with some dude and be like, I saw you posting all that wild shit on Twitter. Get in there. And then she just spreads the legs wide the fuck open like a Golden Gate Bridge collapsing. And you're like, oh, whoa, I was getting online. Right. Y'all want to hold hands or something?
You see that like brown donut hole? You're like, that's scarier than looks like a thing from Stranger Things. I think I'm fine.
I saw an animation online and it looked a lot cleaner. And now we're here. You want to break up? She's like, you're paying me. I'm a prostitute. We should break up. I don't want to be together anymore. Just give me the $35.
And my dad's in the corner being like, go ahead, son.
Eat it.
Go ahead, son.
Do you think it was a sad day when prostitutes had to put eating ass on their menu? Or do you think they're hyped about that? Because they're like, okay, 35 hand job.
That's true.
90 for a blow job. Where does that rank in the pricing? Is that higher or lower than like a BJ?
I think it's got to be lower because she's getting it done to her, so she doesn't have to put anything in her mouth.
Yeah. But I feel like it's a hot commodity right now. Like, when fidget spinners came out?
Right.
For like $3. I once went to a mall kiosk and they were trying to charge $20 for a fidget spinner.
Just a regular one? No lights, nothing?
Regular.
$20?
$20. So it's like if ass eating is in right now, you bumping up prices?
Oh,
inflation.
Right. Inflation. Because
if you're not trying to eat, then she's like, I got a client down the street.
Word.
He's trying to eat.
Dude, trickle down economics.
Trickle effect, yeah.
I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
I'm going to hit up a prostitute. For researches.
That's the name of the episode.
I'm going to hit up a prostitute for research.
Oh, dude. I've looked at a prostitute menu before. It's a weird thing.
I've seen one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird thing because it feels like you feel like you're at like Olive Garden and you're just like ordering.
Mm-hmm.
What it's
always like a heavily laminated piece of like paper.
It's sticky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would be concerned if it wasn't sticky.
Yeah. Like, what
I'd be like, why did you power wash this?
Right, right. What type of bullshit establishment is this? There's no stick anywhere?
Yeah, yeah. What was on this before you had to bleach it to get all the semen off?
Dude, people out here bleaching their assholes? Does it really matter? Does it really matter if your asshole's regular color or white? What's the difference?
I think you got to compare the two.
Is that going to be
in a threesome? You got bleach on the left, normal on the right. Which one are you going in first?
Whatever one looks cleaner. Well, let me ask you this. Is the bleach to clean it? I don't think so. I think the bleach is to make it less doo-doo color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just to get all that away. You know? It's like, you ever get in a car wash and your rims look super dirty and then they clean one rim and you're like, oh fuck, that front rim shining like crazy. Then you look at the back rim, it's got all that dust on it.
Yeah.
Which one are you going in first, Mike?
I mean, I guess I'm going in for the bleached one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's just a rich person thing. It's like, if you got bleach money, asshole, then you got bleach money. You're like, oh, I'll do
it. So what color is it? Because assholes are pink, aren't they?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. Have you ever looked in your asshole? It's a scary looking thing.
Weird thing.
It looks like a baby.
That's why
squid.
They're on the back of the body, because you're not supposed to see it.
I mean, dude, if it was on like your cheek, it'd be
a
weird
thing.
Bro,
I'm scared to look at my belly button for too long.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. A little dark in there sometimes.
I kind of like my belly button.
Is it bleached?
Yeah.
Oh. So there's your answer.
Proves my point.
Yeah, bleach the butthole. Yeah, I don't know.
You have an Audi or an Innie?
I have an Innie. You have an Audi?
No, I have an Innie. I don't have an Audi.
Gabe, what do you have?
Innie. Yeah.
Audis are kind of weird.
Dude, Audis.
If you're not a baby and you have an Audi,
it looks
chop
odd.
That shit, dog. You got to circumcise the Audi, fam.
Yo, yeah, you can't have foreskin on your fucking belly button, dude.
Right.
You got to pick. You ever had to like get things out of there?
Yeah, a little bit of lint.
Yeah. Like loose change or something?
Yeah. You're like, fuck, where my phone at? Oh, shit.
Where's my phone?
Oh, my phone at?
Dude, my Apple TV remote. There it is.
Yeah, if you got an Audi, seriously, grow the fuck up, all right? That's all I want to say.
Yeah, dude, bleach your asshole and become an adult.
Yeah. Oh man, hopefully maybe some advice today or some shit is about
Denny's
or Audis.
Buddy, I don't got an Audi, I have a Volvo. All right.
Hey,
someone shoot me in the face.
There it is. Jokes,
someone shoot me square in the
jokes
face.
Jokes coming in.
I can't leave those things alone. Like, I know they're bad, but like I just it's like the inner dad in me. All right, you wanna roll into this, dude?
Let's do it.
You wanna roll into some
sock talk?
See, we got those singing lessons, dude. We sound a little better.
Yeah.
We harmonize great.
Oh yeah, I can sing very well.
No, you can't, bro. No, you can't.
Mentally though,
dude, I can't. Sometimes
somebody
I can't.
Who's deaf, I sing well.
All right, man. This first one actually kind of leads in or like a transition into what we were just talking about.
Bleach assholes.
Would you bleach? No. this is from I think it's pronounced Bergnat. Whatever. I'm sorry. I think I'm fucking it up. Yeah. Okay. But the question is, would you do a threesome?
Yeah. Yeah. What is that, a hygiene thing? Like, yeah, I don't know.
But I think what I'm thinking is, I think that this person means.
Oh,
like,
they want to.
Oh, well, maybe. Or what I was thinking is because there's like the threesome that all dudes are invested in. The two girl, one guy, and you're the guy. But there's also a threesome that's like the Amish threesome where there's like too many penises.
Yeah.
There's two dudes. And one girl. And there's a lot of overting eye contact in those.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't think it's too. It's because now it's a competition. Because if you finish before the other dude,
like that,
now he's just fucking your girl, and you're just sitting there, limp dick, trying to get it back up, and you're like, "Damn, hurry up!"
You're just yelling at your dick. Come on, you son of a bitch.
Right? Well, it's a race at that point. It's a race. You want to last longer. That's where the tortoise wins and the rabbit loses.
Right. Well,
longevity.
I think the rabbit always loses in that scenario. Even in like not talking about threesomes, like you always want to be the tortoise.
Yeah.
Because long and steady wins the race. You don't want to be the rabbit.
Right.
Gets all tired.
Yeah, but sometimes
you gotta pace
a lot of people try to flex too hard. The rabbits would be like, yeah, and they'd be going at it. Oh,
right.
Fuck. And then they're just done.
Right.
And then you're just like, I feel like nutting too quick in a threesome
is so funny.
I at that point, I would be like, oh, I got work. I would not stay in the room. I would
just fight
sure.
the dude.
How dare you outlast me, bro?
Dude, Chip is getting fucked up, dude.
He just has an ice pack on his head, but he's still fucking. He's like, why did you hit me?
Because you can fuck better than me,
yeah,
dude.
That's because if it's just two girls, then it's not really a race as much as it is, like, you're just trying to have fun for as long as possible. But, like, with another dude,
I know,
involved,
but even with two girls, dude, because
you got to make somebody happy.
Well, right, because then it's double the disappointment.
Yeah.
If you come too quick with one girl, at least it's just one girl looking at you like, this fucking bitch. Now there's two girls being like, oh, you talked all that shit. Now what happened?
You came
in 3 minutes, motherfucker, and then start crying about your mother. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Where are you at in that situation?
I'm definitely two girls, one guy. I would definitely do that one. I've done it twice. It's been very fun both times. And then I've never done two dudes, one girl. But here's the comic in me, bro. It's not a thing that I want to do, but I would do it just so I could talk about it on stage and talk about how uncomfortable
That's
and that
true.
Type of stuff.
Who are you drafting for that other dude?
You.
See, do you pick a homie?
This is my question.
It's from Blau. I must be saying that wrong. But blah, blah. Here's my question to you: do you pick a random dude or do you pick a homie?
I gotta pick a random dude, man. I can't fuck with Chris Gillis. You know what I mean? Like, that's the first guy that came. That's my best friend in like third grade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would have to pick a. Oh man, I don't know.
I think if the girl. Like if the girl was somebody cool, like a famous porn star, then you pick a homie because then it's like you're like, ah, yo, this is a dope thing.
Right.
Remember back in 2019, right. we both got with Sarah Ann. Yeah, that was crazy. We should get tested. You know, like something like that would be.
Well, that's a hangout session. That's not even a threesome.
That's more like an accomplishment being unlocked. But I think if it's like,
if it's your girlfriend,
yeah, you random dude.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. The random dude makes me nervous because also the random dude.
If he's
I'm
got
like,
a six pack. I'm not doing it.
Right, and then also it's like I don't. Is this a ringer?
They got to have a worse body than me.
Oh, he's got to.
They have
be
to
awful.
Sign a contract that they'll come in 4 minutes.
They have to send me a picture of his dick. I need to know what the dick. I know. I need to know what. He's
I need
packing.
To fuck him first, just to know. Just to know where we're at in the playing field here.
Right. You need to send me a sex. You need. I'm scouting. I'm doing scouting like a D1
threesome
basketball
auditions
coach.
Is a hilarious like concept.
What
very,
is it?
Threesome auditions would be a very funny interview or not interview. Yeah, interview. Like interview. Audition. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
it'd
yeah.
be hilarious.
Oh man, but yeah, I would be very, I would be uncomfortable with someone I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. What's worse, being uncomfortable with someone that you don't know and then he just leaves, or being uncomfortable with your homie and then you have to like have, you know, food with him in a week? You have to look at him in the eyes.
I mean,
but if he sucks at fucking, then I think you're fine.
You
then
make,
I think you
make
just
jokes.
Make fun of him. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Dude, if I'm in a threesome with a dude, do you understand the heinous shit that I'm thinking of not to come? I mean, it is a debacle in my brain.
Oh, I'm thinking about just playing flag football with the dude across from me.
Yeah.
I'm just like in a fucking rainy day.
Yeah.
There's thorns everywhere in the playing field. Glass, probably.
Mud.
Mud. I'm not even thinking about having sex.
I'm not hard at this point.
No.
No.
I'm not even having sex.
I'm not going to come.
I'm not in the room.
I'm going to be in the corner.
I'm wearing virtual reality glasses.
I think we answered the fuck out of that question. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
So you said no. You said no. You said yes.
It depends. Depends on the combo.
So two. Have you ever had a threesome before?
Mm-mm.
Listen, listeners and watchers. Trevor's never had a threesome. So DM.
I've never had love.
And he's never had love. Maybe you need a threesome to unlock.
That's what it
the
is.
Love.
Yeah.
So if you want to help Trevor out, you know what to do. DM him. He wants to do a threesome.
Hit the dims.
Let's see. Let's go. Okay, this is just worded funny, so that's why I wanted to say, pick it.
Give me the English version.
It's Isaiah _15, two I's in Isaiah. And then he goes, how do I ask a girl on a date? Do I put my balls in her mouth and we go to the movies?
Okay.
Isaiah,
that's not how this works. Very, you could have read me that and then been like, what's this guy's name? I would be like, probably Isaiah. It's a very Isaiah thing to say. How do you ask? No.
Well, here's the thing. No to what you said. That's not how you do it.
No balls in the mouth.
No balls in the mouth. I mean, dude, what do you mean? How do I ask a girl? Do I just put? How do you just put your balls in her mouth? What is she?
Just imagine propositioning. Hey, Sarah, could I ask you something? Here, hold on. Could you get a little bit closer? I need to ask you something. She's like, well, Isaiah, put your balls away.
Can you stop moving for a second? Just stop
it's
moving,
a part
please.
Of the question. I wrote into a podcast. They suggested I do it. We don't, but...
He just has basketball rip-off pants. Like, that's all he can wear.
At that
you gotta,
point...
You got to do it quickly.
At that point, I might... If you had basketball rip-off pants, I might agree.
Yeah. It's...
Basketball rip-off pants are fucking those.
Those are the funniest pants to rip off, dude.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. Those are such a flex.
Can you imagine? Because I've worn them to play basketball. But I've never like worn them in life. Such a funny thing to do in the bedroom. Just you're about
you,
to get into it. Because
you can't take
off.
It off like one by one. You got to be like, ha ha.
It would be funny if you're not strong enough to rip them off. Oh, dude! One time in basketball, I wasn't starting, so I was coming off the bench.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
You were starting.
Come on, bro. I feel like you're disrespecting me right now. Do you want to play 1-on-1 again? Remember episode one?
I was not even the fact that I wouldn't start. I wouldn't even be allowed in the gym. So
you'd have virtual reality glasses on.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be fucking. Anyways.
Yeah, but so he was like, so the coach was like, Blastein. I was like, whoa, I was so excited. I was a sophomore. I was like, fuck. Oh, here's my chance, buddy.
Right.
Baby. And I tried to rip my pants off and they didn't come off in one scoo-scoo. It was like, huh.
Having to bend over to get the last two buttons by the shoes is just that's the saddest part.
What happened.
I would have just played with it already half off and be like, it's fashion, you idiots, Google it.
There was another time where I was playing super hard and I wasn't getting a lot of run when I was a sophomore. So there's a time I was playing super hard. And you know, when you're not playing, you get into the last 2 minutes of the game. And it was so I was playing hard as fuck.
Trying to show out, yeah.
I was playing defense and the dude like kind of like stepped on the back of my shoe. So my shoe came off, but I kept playing. And then everyone like kind of stopped and was like, pick your shoe up. And I was like, nah.
But your team is down by like 35 points anyways. Just showing out.
I just got no shoe on.
No shoe, just going for it.
Just my coach's face was like, Blaustein, pick up your shoe, man. I was so in it that I didn't even realize I didn't have any shoe on.
Yeah.
Everyone stopped in the game. Pick your shoe up, dude. Mm. And I was like, whoa, oh yeah, sorry. And then I couldn't get my laces undone because they were tied so tight. So I was sitting there on the ground in front of like 1,000 people. Everyone's waiting for me and I'm trying to untie my shoe. You ever like try to do something you can do every day, but in that moment, oh, there's so much pressure you can't do it.
I don't know.
So I'm like, and then, dude.
Googling how to blink eyes. What the fuck?
How do I breathe? Yeah, man, to answer it seriously, just ask her. Just ask her to the movies, man. There's no balls involved.
And then maybe you guys fall in love. You put balls wherever you want.
And then maybe you have a threesome.
Maybe.
Bleat's an asshole. Have a threesome.
Boom.
Boom.
Inside of a used M3.
Oh, God. That's still so funny to me.
One day I'll get it.
Used, like, what year was it? Was it, like, a 2018 or, like, 2009?
15, maybe. 15, 14?
You Googled a four-year-old M3.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But these girls out here looking for that 2015.
All right. Let's go one more. let's go one more. All right, here we go. This is from Gene G underscore. Are y'all gonna go to the Area 51 raid?
Man, there's been so much talk about that shit.
So much talk.
I don't even know what to like process. I've thought about making a video for it, but I'm like, it's just such a, like, imagine trying to explain this to somebody. Like, imagine, let's say that video went well, and they'd be like, oh, and somebody's like, who's that guy? Oh, he did the Area 51 video. And like, what is that? Well, it's the aliens, and then the thought, and then there was a raid, and then he's, and then it just, it's, there's so much going on. I'm just kind of waiting for it to pass by.
It's so funny that we think that, because there was like 900,000 people on that, whatever, the fucking Facebook.
Petition,
invite. Yeah.
Yeah,
petition, thank you. And let's say all 900,000 people come. Do you honestly think that you're going to get into a lockdown government facility?
Well, they ain't tripping at all.
Dog!
They hired one more person to come in that day.
Dog, I read a quote from Area 51, and they were like, yeah, it's an American Air Force where we trained the Air Force. We're always ready. Something like ellipses, we're always ready. Don't go in hopes that you're gonna raid
the only person
Area
we
51.
Should send is the fucking white claw tattoo guy. It will be, he seems like he'd be a smart fellow, dude, to be like, I got it. And we're like, yeah, dude, you do, right, dude? Go after it, Zyler. Go for it, man.
So funny that, you know, sometimes you have to access like government facilities like with your eyes, you know, the laser,
oh, yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He just puts the white claw,
he's
thing
white,
wonk,
right
and
in.
Walks
in. Fuck,
yo, there are aliens, bro. Yeah, I honestly, I would go though.
I'll
I would go.
Out.
I would go.
It'd
just to check it out. Yeah. I mean, dude, everyone's going to get murdered, but if they try to get in.
Be lit, though.
Oh, it would
be
fucking.
Be a fun way to go out. Yeah. Seeing an alien.
All right, man. You want to get into the next segment before we wrap up? Because we got a little bit of time left.
I
got
to go pee-pee, so let's do that.
Yo, calling your penis a pee-pee in front of a girl when you're about to have like a sexual encounter is hilarious.
Yeah.
You want to touch his pee-pee?
Pee-pee? Pee-pee?
You want to touch his pee-pee?
All right. All right, next segment. Secret
sauce.
Okay, this is from someone that I can't say, obviously. How would you tell your girlfriend that their situation smells?
Oh, I've had friends that smell really bad, and it's hard to tell them that they smell bad.
Right, so that's like 19 levels up from that.
Yeah. Ugh.
Because I've had friends, too. And they have to be, the easiest thing is when they smell phenomenal all the time and then a couple days in a row they don't smell. Because then you can be like, mother, Bradley, why do you smell like a hippopotamus's bleached asshole?
Uh-huh. My buddy smells like fried onions.
Oh, no.
And we always tell him. We're
all
like,
the time?
We'll be like, doc, it's to the point where like, we'll just be like, bro, onions. And we'll just say it to him. He's like, that ain't even me. The worst part is the smelly people are always in denial that they smell. They're
of
like,
course.
They're never like, bro, that's you. And you're like, I am in the shower right now.
Yeah, I smell fresh as fuck.
Yeah, I think the solution to that is only have shower sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of Old Spice in there. And then be like, wow, we're so dirty. Time to rinse off.
All
and
of
you
the t- right, right.
And then for her, you just take like a fucking car wash scrubber. And you
just the biggest fucking loofah in the entire world.
Yeah. Or your car wash sex, maybe.
Car wash sex is an option. Dude, yeah, I don't, I think it's just always, you're just always in a situation where things can smell good in, like, a lot of water, a A lot of soap, a lot of scrubbing. Mm-hmm. Also, a more adult thing that you can do for real is sit down and have a conversation with her, because there are things that she can do, and she might not know that she smells. She might not know. So if you have an adult conversation,
you don't think she's free? How do you, is how you approach it?
How would you go? Listen, bitch,
I'm the girl.
You
tell me,
okay, bitch, you stink.
Okay, that was pretty adult.
All right.
how
okay,
do
you're
you?
You're the girl.
I'm the girl.
I'll do it. I'll be like, all right, listen, Stacey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up, Michael?
Can you just put your phone down?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Thank you. You're just always on your phone. That's another discussion. We don't have to talk.
Is there something
that,
wrong?
Right? No. Yes. Yes. There definitely is something wrong. So I've been noticing recently, it hasn't been all the time, but there are a few times where, like, when we're, like, gonna have sex or, like, kind of having sex, that your situation, like, you're, like, down there.
What do you mean?
Down there, your vagina.
Okay.
Your vulva. It smells like a dying hyena.
Huh.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, your vulva. It smells not great. So here's what I'm thinking. I love you, and I want us to work, and I want you to be comfortable and secure in your body. So maybe we could Google things together to see why that's happening. Or maybe we can go to the gynecologist together and maybe just see, because there's probably a solution for it. And I want you again to be comfortable with your body. And I just want to let you know, as your boyfriend, I would like to let you know. Stacey! No! Trevor just fucking walked out the studio.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a hard one to have.
Oh, it's... Oh,
because
listen,
because
it's a very
I
hard
feel
one
like now. A girl would get very defensive. And she's like, well, you smell like shit too. I'm like, yeah, I fucking do. I don't do laundry.
Right.
Same pair of boxers, fourth day in a row. So maybe you counteract, like, look, I know I don't always smell that good.
That's
maybe
good.
It was me.
That's a good... Ooh, that's
but
good.
But when I was down there, it tasted like a salad that had been sitting in the sun for 3 days.
Yeah.
Caesar
yeah.
dressing.
You ever lick the bottom of a Timberland? That's
a Timberland that has walked through Atlantic City, New Jersey for a week of marathons. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I don't maybe. Or what you do is you put a little bit of toothpaste on your mouth and then you just go down and you clean yourself.
You keep coming up with these things so you don't have to have a conversation.
That's
genius.
A weird ass conversation
They're
to
genius.
Have. That's a very weird conversation to have.
Yo, how funny would it be if you just went down there with like a toothbrush and you just started cleaning? She's like, oh, I like that new vibrator. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, right. But them bitches be vibrating. So the expensive ones?
Yeah.
Oral B plus?
I have, what are those things?
That's the move right there.
You know what?
If that's the move.
That's the move. You get an Oral-B vibrating one. She thinks it's a vibrator.
Yeah.
And then you just scrub that bitch.
And a little bit of Listerine. Not too much, because that shit burn. And then you blame it on your STD. And then be like, why does it burn? Be like, you know, Cabo is crazy.
Yo, you know how herpes be.
But it's fresh. But it's fresh.
It's so funny to say. You know how herpes be.
You know how it be. Yeah, I think there's a lot of advice in there. And obviously, listen to Michael. Don't listen to me. If anybody's ever asked me for advice, I'm like, why? Like, you understand, like
no,
where
give,
I'm at in
you
life?
You give good advice. You do.
To the right questions.
Right.
Somebody's like, peanut butter or almond butter? I'll be like, almond butter. You know?
Right. If someone goes, what's the best part about Instagram or something like that? You can give them
that
fire
shit.
Advice.
Oh, great.
I could
break that down.
Anything about women or sex?
I pass it off to you.
Yeah, you pass it to me.
I come on demand with that question. Like, hey, man, so my girlfriend, I'm like, yo, hit me up tomorrow. And don't look below my waist right now. I have very light jeans on, and there's a blotch near the crotch.
And it's,
you feel me?
It might be ink, or it's definitely cum.
Yeah, definitely ink that is expanding right now.
All right, man. Guys, we're out of time. This has been such a fun episode. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Please subscribe and rate us and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. If you love us, please do that.
It literally takes 13 seconds, and it's free. And you don't have to like log in to be like, what's your email to fucking give a review? You just literally write a review.
Right. That's it. That's it. So listen, we love you guys. Thank you for listening and watching. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.